a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Give a pet a home. Today we are going to Ash Animal Rescue and we are talking to Helena. Good morning, Helena. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. I am fine. How are you?
Good. All good, thank you. And I'll tell you something. Since I've been little, I've always had a little bit of a love and a fascination with Basset Hounds. And we have two lovely Basset Hounds this morning to try and find them a home. Ozzie and Oscar.
Ozzie and Oscar, they're 9 years old, in very good health and shape for their age. And they are very unfortunate to find themselves without a home. They came into our country only in April with their family. Unfortunately, things didn't work out as well as they had hoped. And from one day to the next, the family had to leave and there was no time or money to get the dogs ready to travel back with them to their home country.
Oh. So they've never been mistreated in any way. They had a loving family.
No, they have had a lovely home. And I might mention, although I didn't include them in this appeal, there is a third dog. There was also a large Rottweiler called Maddox, who's 6 years old. But I know that it might be pushing their luck a little bit to try and find a home for the three of them. Still, one always hopes, because he is a gorgeous boy too.
And what country are they from, out of interest, Helena?
An African country.
Okay. And they're looking for a home. And I learned something new about dogs last night watching Gogglebox, that when a dog's tail is down, I love you knew this, Laura, they're either sad or a little bit depressed. But when the dog's tail is up, he's happy.
Yeah, I had heard that before,
yeah,
actually.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You know what? It is very general, very general. Different breeds, different characteristics, even for the tail. But it does show you one thing. We should never, ever dog tails on any dog.
Yeah.
Because you're taking away one of their main ways to communicate with each other and with us.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about Basset Hounds. I mean, obviously they're nine. They're very short little legs. They're not going to need too much walking, are they?
No, although they happily go for 2 kilometer walks here.
Do they? Okay.
They're well able for it. But you don't need to worry that they need 3 hours walking a day.
Okay. And not an incredible amount of feeding. They obviously have a nice nature. Would they be suitable for a house with children?
Absolutely. They are absolutely lovely boys. And I feel very strongly about it's autumn. They've never been outside. They've always lived in the family on the couch. I feel really bad. I have them outside in a kennel. They have a lovely indoor area with beds, but it isn't the same as your own family and a sofa.
No, it's not. That's very true. Okay, well, listen, we're going to endeavour to try and get a home for Ozzie and Oscar. We've put a picture on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, so people can have a look, and hopefully we'll be able to find them a home. And what's the name of the Rottweiler?
He's called Maddox.
Maddox, okay.
And he's much bigger, of course. But he is also a baby. He is really, really is.
Oh, God. And the thing about the common misconception about Rottweilers as well is people always think they're quite sort of aggressive dogs. They can be amazingly loving pets, can't they?
In doing rescue for nearly 30 years, I have never, ever been unfortunate enough to take in a Rottweiler that wasn't good-natured.
Isn't that unbelievable?
There you go.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, thank you for talking to us today, Helena. It's lovely to talk to you as always.
And the same here. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Now, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. That's the name of our Facebook page. While you're there, give us a big blue thumbs up and you'll see all the stuff and you'll see the doggies there as well.
Doggies and cats and animals, just one thing that's very good for your mental health. There's plenty of other things. We'll get to that in Laura's Dystopia in just a moment.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.